So I'm here at the primary care unit in Cambridge talking with Yin Zhu. Can you tell us a little about yourself, Yin?
Yep, so my name is Yin Zhu. I'm currently in the second year of my Wellcome Trust primary care clinician fellowship at the University of Cambridge.
Fantastic. Mm. So we're going to talk about your research career and your Wellcome fellowship.
Yep.
Can we start off with thinking about why you wanted to get into research?
So I'm a clinician by background. I've always been interested in research, actually, and I did an academic clinical fellowship, which is a part clinical, part research training during my GP training. So I was really interested, particularly interested in really how we can use evidence to guide, to shape, and to probably improve our clinical practice. So that's one of the main drivers for going into research, because we practice so much evidence-based medicine nowadays, and it's quite important to actually get to grips with how we actually come up with this evidence and how we can use this evidence in practice.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about what you're studying and why? And what your goals are? What are you trying to achieve?
So I'm at the moment enrolled in a part-time PhD at the University of Cambridge. I'm doing a PhD within the primary care unit in the Department of Public Health and Primary Care. And my PhD is looking at exploring the diagnostic process of bladder and kidney cancer, and whether there are missed diagnostic opportunities for these cancers. Essentially, what I'm trying to find out is how GPs are investigating patients with possible bladder and kidney cancer, and how they are referring and investigating these patients, and what might be the barriers to achieving a timely and high quality diagnosis for these patients. Obviously, I'm hoping that the findings will actually inform us as to what we can do to improve the timeliness of the diagnosis for these cancers. So hopefully in a couple of years' time, there we will find, we'll have some findings to guide us as to where we need to improve and how we may be able to improve early diagnosis of these cancers.
Okay, and why did you decide to apply for the Wellcome Fellowship?
Oh, okay. So the Wellcome Fellowship is quite a new fellowship, actually. Well, this particular one for primary care clinicians in particular. So I was in the first batch to be awarded this fellowship. I feel really lucky to be in it. The Wellcome program, obviously, itself is prestigious, and it gives you great opportunities to network within the Wellcome Trust community. But in particular, the Wellcome Trust program for primary care clinicians is very closely linked with the NIHR School for Primary Care Research Network, which I was funded by prior to this fellowship. And I've been able to maintain my ties with the leading primary care research communities in the country. So that's been really good for me.
Okay. And how's the experience been so far?
It's good. It's great. So like I said, I've been able to attend training events and held by the primary care community as well as by Wellcome Trust. So it kind of gives me the benefit of both worlds, essentially being funded by this program. So that's good.
Okay. And thinking about your research alongside your clinical work, how do you fit everything in?
It's always tough. So the PhD itself is part-time. I'm working 4 clinical sessions a week at the moment, and then I'm doing the other 60% as part of this PhD fellowship. I think one of the things that I'm really lucky or fortunate to be in is that I work in a practice where I trained, and my colleagues have been very supportive and understanding of my sort of academic responsibilities as well. I think research generally is a little bit more flexible in terms of time-wise than clinical work, but it actually is quite important that the clinical practice is also very flexible as well, because there are times where we have to take time off for training, for conferences, for research purposes, and you really need the practice to be understanding about that. So I think it all works well for me. It can be quite tough. There are still times where in the evenings and weekends you still have to do your research work, because that doesn't stop, unlike clinical work where you can end the day at the end of the day. But research, you kind of have to be motivated. But I think if the interest is there, you know, that's quite easy to do.
Okay. And thinking about other people who might be considering applying for a Wellcome Fellowship, do you have any advice for them?
So I think the current recruitment process for this program is such that I think you need to have a fairly good idea of what you like to do for your PhD. So having an idea and having a proposal would definitely be my top suggestion before you apply. And you may have to start doing the preparation in the year or so before you apply. Or depending on your research experience, you might already be working in a field that you want to carry on your PhD work in, or you might be working in a completely separate field and you want to look into new things to explore for your PhD, which might take a bit longer to come up with a proposal for if you're doing the latter. I think you really need to have a very supportive supervisor. So make sure you write your ideas down and just take it to people, take it to potential supervisors or to your current supervisor and discuss the proposal with them. And hopefully, as long as you have a good proposal, you have some research experience that will obviously be of benefit. If you have some publications that would be even better, then you stand a pretty good chance. Other people who are also in similar positions. There are not many funding streams for GPs or for clinicians, as we all know, and they're incredibly competitive. But I think the Wellcome program is understanding of that, and it's designed especially for GPs. So I'm hopeful that they will understand our positions a little bit better.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
For talking to us.
Thank you.